This teaching comes to you from the team at Anchor Church Sydney. We hope you're blessed by it. For more teachings, resources, or info, check out our website, www.anchorchurch.com.au.
Hey, we've got a really exciting interview first up this morning, so let's give it up for Mike Roberts, one of the leaders of the Croydon Park GC. Yeah, look at that GC, wow. So one of the things that we really value here at Anchor is that our vocation, our 9-to-5, is our ministry. We don't believe that ministry is reserved for a special few here at Anchor, that is the pastors of our church. We believe that every single one of you has a ministry, and that ministry and mission that God has called you into is whatever your 9-to-5 looks like. And so we're going to hear from Mike this morning a little bit about his work. So Mike, introduce yourself to us, tell us a bit about your GC and what you do for work.
Yeah, hi, I'm Mike. I am part of the Croydon GC, and we're slightly obsessed with Bachelor at the moment. So we've got, it's kind of the thing that's going on in our GC, so you might want to pray for us, Matt. we do read the Bible as well. During the week, I work for a tech company called Salesforce. So it's kind of a cloud computing company. And my role there is, it's called a solutions engineer.
Wow.
Yeah, so that, and I've been there for about 3 years now. So
great. Tell us a little bit about the culture of Salesforce, of your workplace.
Yeah, it's kind of a really fascinating place in many ways. It was started, I guess, in 1999 with kind of some key ideas around that it's not about shareholders necessarily, but about stakeholders. So the guy who's the CEO, a guy called Mark Benioff, is very big on giving back to the community. Like, he's very well known in San Francisco, where Salesforce is from. And so part of that means in practice that we kind of get the opportunity to 7 pay days a year that I get given to volunteer back to the community. Wow. They really encourage us to be a part of community organisations. And I think the other thing that they've really picked up on is the idea, they're really, I guess, innovative in many ways, but particularly around the idea of equality. So a couple of years ago, they went through and kind of fixed the pay gap between women and men at Salesforce in a big way and spent $2 million trying to do that. But the other thing they've been really passionate about is trying to think about equality when it comes to the LGBTIQ plus community. And so that's been fascinating as well to kind of watch that play out, because our CEO has kind of jumped in to the debate around kind of religious freedoms and discrimination laws in the US, and has basically said to a couple of the governors in the US that you need to actually make sure there are key protections in place, otherwise we're going to pull major conferences and staff out of your cities.
Wow.
And got a whole bunch of other tech giants on board with the same message, and won, actually, and those governors reversed those decisions. Wow. So it's a really interesting place in many ways. It's kind of forward-thinking and innovative, but also challenging as well.
Great. So last week we looked at Paul contextualizing the gospel message in Athens. What does it look like for you to do that in your workplace, in your 9-to-5?
Yeah, I think it's hard, actually, when I work in kind of a workplace which is very liberal in many ways and very much like your truth is your truth and, you know, what I believe is okay but separate and different. It's very postmodern in that way. And it's really hard to preach, actually, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life in that kind of context. And I think, so a lot of Christians, I don't know many Christians at work, even though I've been there a long time. They're probably there, but they really haven't been able to speak up because I think they feel like they can't in that kind of culture. I guess I've tried to be open. If you know me, you know I tend to overshare anyway. But I generally try to, I guess, be open with my colleagues at work that I attend church, and some of them have come to church in the past, which has been great. And then also, I guess, share, you know, like I use my volunteer time off to direct a study camp, so I kind of use that as an opportunity to explain what I believe. And I think the other thing is I have to travel quite a bit for work as well, which means that there's quite a bit of downtime if you're in a taxi or waiting to get on a plane or whatever the case might be, to try and get to know people and get to know their stories and really listen to them. So I guess that's one of the ways, that I've been trying to think through that. But I think one of the things that I kind of tried to think about a little bit more this year was we had our chief equality officer, we have such a thing, who came to Sydney and did this big town hall. And I asked him, actually, well, what does it look like for faith and worldviews to be a part of our message of equality at Salesforce? Mm. And he didn't have a very good answer, actually. He kind of struggled a bit on stage, and then I went and had a chat with him afterwards, and he kind of linked me up with some people to kind of think about that a little bit more in the US, in a bit more detail.
Great.
So,
You want to tell us about Faith Force?
Well, one of the things that we what ended up happening out of that conversation is I got linked up with a woman who's a Muslim out of Chicago who is also really passionate about thinking about what does faith look like at work. And we kind of went on this journey together, speaking with a whole bunch of other organizations and companies who have started to think about what does faith look like. And for me, I think there was a really big moment where one of my colleagues who is gay said to me, and who knows I'm a Christian, he said to me, Mike, I feel like I can be my full authentic self at work and I feel totally comfortable with my sexuality at work, but you kind of shy away from particular parts of your faith. He's like, that's not a good thing. He's like, you should be able to be open and honest in the workplace. And that's kind of, I guess that's not every company's culture, but that's the one that we certainly have at my work. And so I think for me, it's been a really interesting journey where we've been able to connect with lots of other, I guess, companies in the US and here as well, who are starting to think about what does it look like to allow people to come to work and have faith as part of their identity. I heard a great story from people at Facebook. They had Francis Chan come in and give a talk at their over Easter and got 1,000 people from Facebook HQ to be there. Wow. And about 20 people became Christians as a result of that. So praise God for that. Like, Francis speaking at work, at a work function. And just because a couple of Christians inside that workplace took the opportunity and ran with it. And so we've kind of been on this journey where we put together this big proposal that actually we have these different kind of what we call Ohana groups at work, which are ways that you can identify as whether you're a woman or kind of a veteran, for example, or in the LGBTIQ plus community. But we've created another one now, which is around faith. And that's going to be what Faith Force is. And we're a little bit worried actually how our senior executive would respond to this, but they were really supportive and approved it. And that means that actually we're going to, and it's because of the nature of our company, it's a global company, it means that we're going to be rolling this into each of the hubs, and which is pretty exciting. And I think what it does is it gives us the opportunity to be able to have speakers in from different churches and be able to start a conversation and a dialogue where people are able to share what they believe and why. And I think that's really, I think I'm really excited about that because I'm really hoping that we put a call out for volunteers and a whole bunch of people kind of came out of nowhere and said, actually, I'm keen to share my story. And so I'm really hoping that this gives people more confidence to be able to feel like they can be open and share their faith at work, feel support in doing so. And I think the other thing that kind of I'm working on at the moment is we have like an online e-learning module, which is where we're starting to think about, I'm creating one around different worldviews and holidays. So I'm writing the sections on why does Christmas matter to Christians, for example, or why does Easter matter? And so like just little things like that. And so that's like kind of some of the ways that we're starting to engage.
It's amazing. That is so encouraging. So asking a question in the context of a company that really truly values equality has allowed you heaps of opportunity to potentially have like global influence over your
employees
of your company.
I think the other thing I'm kind of thinking about contextualizing from last week as well is that we've kind of taken inside of Salesforce, we have the idea of the ally. So this is kind of, it started in the LGBTQ plus community. You may not be gay, but you actually, support someone who is. And that's starting to extend out to other areas. I am a guy, but obviously I'm really supportive of women having equal rights and being able to have the right, a comfortable workplace, free of harassment with the flexibility that women need, for example. And so I think we've taken that concept and applied it to faith as well. And it's kind of saying, you may not be someone who is of faith and you might be someone who is agnostic. You may not be a Christian, but someone in your team is. And so it's worthwhile you actually learning about what Christians believe and why. Or if you have a Muslim in your team, to be able to understand why Ramadan is important and what kind of considerations you should make for someone who's going through that. So I think that's kind of been, I think that's a really, that's the way that we're trying to engage and kind of get people motivated internally to start to think about, even though you may not be someone of faith, but start to think more broadly about what that might look like.
Amazing. Amazing. So encouraging. How can Anchor family be praying for you as God has placed you in this really unique situation at Salesforce?
Yeah, I think it was shout out to my GC. These guys have been praying about this for months and months, and we really weren't sure if it was going to get approved or whatever, and it did, and it's great. I think a couple of things. One is that I think pray that obviously our legal teams internally were a little bit worried because we're going to have a leadership team for this group, which is interfaith, right? So even though Farah, who I've been working with, is a Muslim, and it's been surprising how aligned we are so much on so many things in the way that faith fits inside the workplace, we fundamentally have different views on who God is and what he's done for us. And so I think the risk there is that we become a group that's about nothing. It just becomes this kind of homogenous worldview, very fluffy type situation. I think so we try to put checks and balances in place to make sure that people are open to speak their worldview really carefully and clearly. So I think pray that we keep that momentum actually up inside the organisation, that that we aren't censored in any way in that shape or form. So pray that that would be the case. Pray that I think we're in the process of trying to get things moving in certain cities and whatever. So pray that we can start to do that. No, I think also like one of the things that Salesforce does quite well is they really try and share everything with other people. And I think one thing I would love to be able to do is in a couple of years' time to be able to say to other organisations, this is the way that we approach faith in our workplace. We have a major conference in a couple of weeks' time, and we're having a reception for Christians at that Dreamforce event. And so I'm going to be speaking to some of them about some of the things that we're doing internally, which is going to be great. But I think it would be great if we could start to actually create a culture where this is something that happens inside other workplaces as well. Mm. And ultimately, the reason I'm doing this is that people come to faith, right? Mm. And I think that people, all of us are on kind of a faith journey, whether you want to admit it or not. Even if you say you're agnostic, you've come to that conclusion somehow. And so creating an environment where we can kind of share those stories and that we would, as Christians, have the boldness to speak the hope of the gospel into that.
Mm. Now that's key, isn't it? Because you've created a platform and an opportunity that Christians in the workplace now need to have the boldness, the courage, and think through what they're going to say as those opportunities arise.
Yeah, the platform without actually someone speaking the word is useless, really.
Yeah.
So pray that we're able to do that well.
Great. This is so exciting, Mike. We want to say that we're encouraged and inspired by your faithfulness in taking the small opportunities that God has given you in your workplace. And I'm going to pray for Mike and for Salesforce and all of you who work in a corporate environment that may be encouraged by Mike's story. So join me as I pray. God, I want to thank you for our brother Mike. I thank you for his faithfulness in taking the small opportunity that you placed before him at work. I thank you for the opportunity that he has to be able to impact the culture of his workplace, not only just here in Australia, but potentially internationally for Salesforce, and the potential impact that that story might have to influence and shape other companies that would learn from them. So I pray that you'd fill Mike with your spirit for this task. I pray that you'd help this committee that is shaping these policies to have wisdom, that it would be a policy that is truly impactful for their culture at their work. And God, we pray that as these opportunities arise, as this platform is given to Christians in this workplace, that you would fill the Christians in that workplace with your spirit. I help them to be able to speak the truth in love. Help them to know what it looks like to have their conversations full of grace, seasoned with salt, that you would help the Christians there to be able to speak clearly and articulately of their faith in a way that would cause their colleagues to want to inquire more about this Jesus that has so radically changed their lives. So we thank you for this opportunity. We pray your blessing on it and on Mike, and we ask it in the powerful name of Jesus. And God's people said, amen. Thank you, Mike. Let's give Mike a round of applause.